Soldiers getting ready to serve in Iraq or Afghanistan will not be allowed to retire until after their units return home. The Army's stop-loss policy means that thousands of troops may have to remain on active duty for weeks or months longer than they had expected. The Pentagon says the move is needed to keep units together in combat. Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry is calling the Army plan a backdoor draft, and he will offer his own military plan today. Elliot Cohen is a military historian at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why is the Army doing this?
Well, it's as you described, the basic idea is to try to keep units together before they deploy into a war zone. The Army feels, I think correctly, that they learned a very hard lesson in Vietnam, Korea, and even in World War II, where you had a stream of individual replacements going into units as other people were rotated out. And the view was that this was very bad for cohesion and for combat effectiveness. And so they've decided to employ this stop-loss rule and to keep units together as they're about to deploy into combat zones.
Does this also mean that there are not enough soldiers in the Army?
Well, I think that's really a separable issue. I mean, there are two issues here. One is, in general, what kind of strains the Army is under because of an extraordinarily extensive schedule of deployments abroad. But I think that's separate from the issue of, what are you going to do in order to keep a unit together before it deploys into combat? And for that, you might have to restructure how they're organized and so on, but they're really two separate issues.
This cannot be pleasant for soldiers who are about to be deployed to Afghanistan or Iraq.
Oh, it must be very depressing. On the other hand, I think it's also important to understand a lot of soldiers understand this kind of thing, and they're used to a life in which, a lot of choices get made for them, and things that they expect don't happen. But I'm sure there are a lot of unhappy soldiers out there.
On television last night, there was a soldier saying, "This is a breach of contract. I enlisted for a specific period of time, and now they're making me stay longer."
Well, it's not a breach of contract. I mean, the courts would throw it out if it were. I think it's probably fair to say that most people, when they enlist, don't look at the small print. But the small print definitely allows the government to do this. It's not the first time that it's happened either.
It's happened since September 11 in previous
right.
times. Now, are there alternatives to doing this?
Well, I think you'd really have to go to a very different way of structuring how we do rotations, and I think it would require a lot of careful planning. There may be something to be said for that. You know, I don't think anybody really anticipated a situation where we'd have these what's really two ongoing small wars in addition to the normal deployments overseas. But that would really require thinking through at many levels how we put together the units that go overseas. Right now, for example, we tend to rotate either brigades or divisions, which are rather large units. You might decide to rotate much smaller units. But again, that's a very large policy change that you'd be looking at.
And in just a few seconds, can we look at that other issue of whether the U.S. military is, in fact, large enough?
Well, I think the issues are different for the different services. My own view is the Army is probably too small. The only problem is that it takes time to grow a professional Army. And so even if you made the decision today to add 20 or 50,000 troops to the force, it would probably be quite some time, a year, maybe 2 years, before those forces were really available. But again, my own view is, yes, the Army is probably too small.
Thanks, Elliot.
You're welcome.
Elliot Cohen is a professor of strategic studies at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies.